Diva Kodra, it's me sure Joe Ballard, Top Fox, arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old-time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. Now, friends, I hope you don't mind, but on this week's programme, I'm going to have a large dose of self-indulgence and play lots of my favourites. And I hope some of them will be your favourites. A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played Glenn Curtin singing, what was it? My Dublin Bay, I think. A big fan of Glenn Curtin's, I am here. He's getting off to a lively start to the programme with a little medley of songs that you might like to join in and sing.
Hannigan was an Irishman, he came from Erin's Isle. He was a bloke who had a brogue here for half a mile. When Hannigan gave a hoolie, there was ructions or a fight. Tigre me, there's a bit of a spree in Hannigan's house tonight. Oh, come into the parlour, sure you won't be on your own. Come into the parlour, sure to make yourself at home. There's Mick McGee, or Rafferty, there's Murphy and Muldoon. They say McGilligan's daughter doesn't know the taste of water. There's kegs of stout sticking out, there's grub for half the town. Bottles of good putchine if you want to wash it down. So if you're Irish, you're sure of a welcome. There's a hoolie on in Hannigan's house tonight. You must be there. There's a hoolie on in Hannigan's house tonight. Oh, if you're Irish, come into the parlour. There's a welcome there for you. If your name is Timothy or Pat, as long as you come from Ireland, there's a welcome on the mat. If you come from the mountains of Mourne or Killarney's lake so blue, I'll sing you a song, I'll make a fuss. Whoever you are, you're one of us. If you're Irish, this is the place for you. Oh, me name is McNamara, I'm the leader of the band. Although we're few in number, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we play at funerals, we play the march's call. Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns will blaze the way. McCarthy pumps the old bazook while the pipes will play. There's Tennessee, tickets of food, and the music is something grand. A credit to all Ireland is McNamara Band. Oi!
Getting us off to a lively start there, Glenn Curtin and a little medley of well-known Irish foot-tapping songs. Now, I did say a lot of self-indulgence. Take a listen, friends, to my favourite Irish female singer, Anne-Marie O'Riordan. She's telling the story of that old man who's reminiscing about his home back in Ireland in Coora Clare, where everybody assembles outside the chapel gates in the evening time and the boys play football and look at the girls, and he's hoping that someday he'll go back and be buried in that churchyard in Coora Clare. The lovely Anne-Marie O'Riordan.
I've been away from Ireland now for nearly 50 years, and thoughts of home are still so dear to me. Often I gaze across the ocean and my eyes grow dim with tears. Let me tell you of the visions that I've seen. As a barefoot child I stood there when the summer sun did shine. Across the steeple of that little church down there, and we gathered every evening while the weather would be fine. Around the chapel gates in Coorit Lane, so in dreams I'd love to ramble down the village streets and meet the boys and girls gather there for to sing the good old songs telling of old Ireland's wrongs. Around the chapel gate and matches made and stories old and new. Around among the boys that gathered there, and we play those football matches till the final whistle blew. Around the chapel gates in Coorit Lane, we would talk about the neighbours, the weather and the times, and who the boys were courting on the sly. We would watch the collies passing down and bid them the time of day, and perhaps we'd catch a twinkle in their eye. So in dreams I'd love to ramble down the village street and meet the boys and girls gather there for to sing the good old songs telling of old Ireland's wrongs. Around the chapel gates in Coorit Lane, now I'm growing old and weary in this land so far away, but I'll return to Ireland yet, if God will spare. And when all is done, they lay me at the closing of my days inside the chapel gates in Coorit Lane. Inside the chapel gates in Coorit Lane.
And please God, they will lay me inside the chapel gates at Coorit Clare. A lovely song, beautifully sung, by Anne-Marie O'Riordan. Friends, during the week, we here in Ireland were all very saddened to learn of the passing of Sonny Knowles. Now, I've played Sonny quite a lot on the programme over the last couple of months. a good friend of mine. I've known him for a long time. I heard him described yesterday as not so much a singer, but a musician who could sing. He started as a saxophone and clarinet player and joined a band. But whilst with the band, he started to sing and then put the saxophone and clarinet away because his singing career took off. He was popular wherever he sang, and he filled venues to capacity. I'm going to play for you now a very suitable song for the situation here, friends, because Sonny left a lot of his friends behind, and we'll all miss him. Take a listen to Sonny Knowles as he sings, "When I Leave the World Behind."
I know a millionaire who's burdened down with care. A load is on his mind. He's thinking of the day when he must pass away and leave his wealth behind. I haven't any gold to leave when I grow old. Somehow it passed me by. I'm very poor, but still I leave a precious will when I must say goodbye. I leave the sunshine to the flowers. I leave the springtime to the trees. And to the old folk I leave a memory of a baby upon their knee. I leave the nighttime. I leave the songbirds to the blind. I leave the moon above to those in love when I leave the world behind. When I leave the world behind, I leave the sunshine to the flowers. I leave the springtime to the trees, and to the old folk I leave a memory of a baby upon their knee. I leave the nighttime to the dreamer. I leave the songbirds to blind. I leave the moon above to those in love when I leave the world behind. When I leave the world behind. Sonny
Knowles, "When I Leave the World Behind." Eirsteig orev a anam, as we say in Irish. May the Lord rest his soul. Now for one of those lovely old Irish-American songs that I love bringing out every now and again. It's Bing Crosby, and it's from Finian's Rainbow. Yes, you've guessed it, but do make allowances. It was recorded in the days of steam recording. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let Bing Crosby introduce it himself.
From the Broadway show Finian's Rainbow, here's a big tune that seems to bear repeating and repeating. Faith, I've sung old Glockamortis many times. It looks like I'm almost beginning to know it. Find out if I know it. How are things in Glockamora? Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donegal through Killybegs
Kilkerry and Kildare. How are things in Glacamora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that lassie with the twinkling eye come smiling by? And does she walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lass who comes a-sighing to relay, how are things in Glacamora this fine day?
I wonder how many times that quote record was played in my household when we were growing up as youngsters. Bing Crosby and How Are Things in Glacamora. It was lovely though, wasn't it? The beauty of doing a programme like Sounds Irish is that you can change the styles, type and genre for every track. Here, for instance, is a complete change from the last track. It's Mick Galvin, someone I've been listening to a lot of over the last couple of months. Mick Galvin is singing a song that I'd like to think that maybe somebody listening to the programme this week might be feeling a bit homesick for Ireland. Far away, a light is burning.
Far away, a light is burning in a window clear and bright. Far away, you're not forgotten. Someone thinks of you tonight. Far away, a spray of ivy clings around your cabin door. Far away, a robin redbreast singing out in days of Send your love to dear old Dad. Tell them that you're feeling happy, though at times you may feel sad. Never tell the world your troubles. Smiles are better far than tears. Tell them that you will be home soon, though you may stay away for years. Far away, a light is burning in a someone thinks of you tonight.
Far away, you're not forgotten. Someone thinks of you tonight. I think he sang that really well. Mind you, I think he sings everything really well. Mick Galvin there. And now we come to a track from the late, great Tom McBride. Big Tom, with his wonderful Irish accent, singing a country song. Well, it's stating the obvious. Listen to the lyrics. You're going out the same way you came in. Doesn't matter how you die, whether you're Skid Row Joe or a big superstar. Here he is, Big Tom. You're going out the same way you came in.
Oh, we're going out the same way we came in. Don't matter who you know or where you've been. Makes no difference who you are, Skid Row Joe or superstar. You're going out the same way you came in. We are born into this world without a thing, and we leave it just as naked as we came. Hey, me drive a coupe de ville, own a mansion on the hill. Don't mean nothing when St. Peter calls your name. Oh, you're going out the same way you came in. Someone will load a fire next to kin. Some will weep and some will moan. Some will spit upon your stone. But you're going out the same way you came in. Oh, they'll lay you out in all your fancy clothes. And they'll figure out just who and what you owe. Then the lawyers lay in their nest, and your kinfolk gets the rest. But you can't take it with you when you go. Oh, you're going out the same way you came in. Makes no difference who you know or where you've been. Makes no difference who you are, Skid Row Joe or superstar. You're going out the same way you came in. Makes no difference who you know or where you've been. Makes no difference who you are, Skid Row Joe or superstar. You're going out the same way you came in. Yeah, you're going out the same way you came in.
Big Tom! You're going out the same way you came in. That's the best example of country and Irish you could get. It's as good country music, and it's Irish. Big Tom. This next track was also a well-played record in our household when I was growing up. It was then, the recording we had was by Al Jolson. But when the song was released some years ago by the Fury Brothers, everybody thought it was an Irish song. It's not an Irish song. I'm going to give you one of my favourite versions of the song now. It's by Emmett Cahill, this one. Emmett at one time was a member of Celtic Thunder. Take a listen to his treatment of When You Were Sweet 16.
I've never loved before. met you on the village green. Come to me, or my dream of love is o'er. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet. 16. Last night I dreamt I had I did in auld lang syne. As to the church we wandered side by side. I love you as I've never loved before, since first I met you on the village green.
You know, friends, I think that's one of the best versions of that song there is. Emmett Cahill and When You Were Sweet 16. I've mentioned it on the program already this week about country and Irish. We mentioned about Big Tom, it was, when we played the Big Tom track, some good country. Here's another example of some good country and Irish music. You're all familiar with the song. It's sung for us here by Mary Duff, who released an album some time ago singing Dolly Parton songs. And when I tell you, this song is one of my favourite Dolly Parton songs. Take a listen to how Mary Duff, an Irish Colleen, treats to Daddy.
Mama never seemed to miss the finer things in life. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. She never wanted to be more than mother and a wife. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. The only thing that seemed to be important in her life was to make our house a home and make us happy. Mama never wanted any more than what she had. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. He often left her all alone, but she didn't mind the staying home. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. And she never missed the flowers and the cards he never sent her. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. Being took for granted was a thing that she accepted, and she didn't need those things to make her happy. And she didn't seem to notice that he didn't kiss and hold her. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. One morning we awoke just to find a note that Mama carefully wrote and left to Daddy. And as he began to read it, our ears had written there to Daddy. She said, the kids are old enough and they don't need me very much. I'm gone to search for love I need so badly. I have needed you so long, but I just can't keep holding on. She never meant to come back home. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. Goodbye to Daddy.
Mary Duff and her interpretation of To Daddy, and it's as good as you'd get anywhere. Well, I think so anyway. Okay, let's liven things up around here with the help of Jerry O'Connor, some amazing banjo playing. Jerry Brereton's Jig. Some fine banjo playing there from Jerry O'Connor. First of all, we had Jerry Brereton's Jig, and then they changed the tempo, and after the jig, we got a reel entitled Nancy Kelly. And now I'm going to invite you to join in with some community singing. Well, we're going to have a bit of a fun here with the Clancy Brothers from a live recording, and they're singing that song that we all know so well. You know the one, the chorus goes, and it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more. Come on, join with me, the Wild Rover from the Clancy Brothers.
And it's no, nay,
stop! spent all my money on whiskey and beer. But now I return with gold and great score, and I now will play the wild bull no more. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more.
I went into where I used to frequent, and I told the landlady me money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such a custom as yours I can get any day.
And it's no
I took sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I have whiskey and wines of the best, and the words that I said sure were only in jest.
And it's no name.
And if they harass me,